At her home in Canelton, West Virginia, 11-year-old Grace Harper is helping her mom make almond cookies, like the ones her great-grandmother used to make.
Open up the bag of almonds. And we need about a cup, I believe. Let me look.
Grace was part of a semester-long youth reporting project between West Virginia Public Broadcasting and about a dozen Valley Elementary School fifth graders. Before making cookies, she interviewed her parents about some of their favorite holiday food traditions.
Did you make, like with your grandma, any of these sweets, and how did it make you feel?
Well, every time I walked into Mamaw's house during the holiday season, it was very warm, cozy. Mamaw had lights at the windows. You would smell fresh baked goods in the kitchen with Christmas music, Bing Crosby playing White Christmas in the background.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
And it was just always a fun memory that I always had.
That's Grace's mom, Carrie. For many people, food and the act of preparing certain foods are nostalgic. Chris Wharton is a professor of nutrition at Arizona State University.
Food represents a sort of defining narrative about us, and it's a connection to our families and our culture. But we convene around meals every single day, you know, as a matter of course. But also we do it certainly for special occasions. And so we celebrate with food for all these reasons, everything, you know, from birth through to death.
He said on one level, there's the primary sense of security of having food at all. And then there's the pleasure we get in indulging in special foods around the holidays.
And doing these things, I think, amplifies the specialness of events that mark key moments in our lives.
Denise Coppleton is a professor of sociology at the College of Rockport in New York. She says food also plays the role of establishing ritual and connection within a family unit. Like the Harper, she says, her mother used to bake cookies around the holidays.
And it's something that I can reconnect to the past, to that time when I was doing it with my mom and my sister, even though they're not present with me when I'm baking with my daughters. It calls to mind and it forges this connection with the family of the past and the family that's currently, you know, that I currently have. It's not just coming together to eat, but it's what you also do when you come together to eat, right? You renew your sense of family. You share your activities of the day together. And it's those things that we often do over a meal or through the sharing of food or the preparation of food that really helps to define what family is as opposed to some other group.
After interviewing her parents, Grace rolled up her sleeves and began to help her mom with the cookies.
Get yourself a hand like this, okay? Just put it up in a ball, and then we're just gonna go just like this. Put them, I'd say, maybe about that far apart.
And I feel like hanging out with family, especially like with your grandparents, because, you know, they won't be around for long, is really special to me because I get to make, like, for the traditions and stuff like that, I can pass it down to my kids and tell them, like, this is what I do with my grandma, and, like, if I would stay the night with them, I would do this with my grandma, and I would always help her in the kitchen.
Grace's dad, Tim, sat in the corner and watched while his wife and daughter made cookies together.
It's important that we don't lose what we have captured and what we have through generations of family. And if we just forget about it, then they pass away and they're forgotten. So we do these things a lot of times to keep those memories alive because they're important, and so we pass them on.
And so, from one generation to the next, dough becomes cookies.
So let's go ahead and get the pan out.
And families pass on the foods that bind them together. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.